Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, continued cool, high around 61. 50 degrees, partly cloudy right now in Kenosha, 42 in Burlington, 53 Milwaukee, and in Racine, cloudy, 53 degrees. Mount Pleasant police say an elderly woman was killed, her husband critically injured. They were struck by a car while attempting to walk across Highway 20 east of Sunny Slope Drive. The names of the victims have not been released at this point. 71-year-old woman dead at the scene despite life-saving efforts. Her 74-year-old husband taken to Frederick Hospital with head and internal injuries. The couple was walking north, though not in a marked crosswalk, when hit by the westbound vehicle driven by a 44-year-old Mount Pleasant man. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team brought in for that investigation. A Kenosha man, David Broxham, suspected of killing his wife in Gurnee, Illinois this past weekend, remains in the Lake County Jail on murder charges. Broxham arrested Sunday evening after his wife, Beata, had been found dead earlier in the day at her home. Broxham's bond set at $3 million. Authorities indicate the 48-year-old victim died from a single gunshot that was fired beneath her chin. Broxham claims his wife attacked him, stood over him with a gun, then there was a struggle for the weapon, and it discharged, killing her. Children need to be protected from the possibility of a flat-screen TV falling on them. Joe Ramsey has this warning now from safety and medical officials.
Toppling televisions can severely injure or even kill small children, especially toddlers. And these accidents are likely to become more common because today's larger, thinner TVs are more easily toppled when not mounted properly. That's according to researchers in Toronto, who say more than 80% of reported injuries occurred at home, and 3/4 of the incidents were not witnessed by adult caregivers. The researchers warn a lot of parents and grandparents grew up in a time when TVs were sturdier, a piece of furniture in their own right, so they do not think of TVs as being a hazard in the home. I'm Joe Ramsey.
In Milwaukee, folks want more answers and more transparency from the police department regarding body cameras. Most who spoke at last night's Fire and Police Commission meeting say they favor the cameras, but they want assurances that evidence does not get erased and that they want to know when the cameras are going to be recording. Plans are to outfit some 1,200 officers with the cameras by July of next year, the first 200 to be in use within 2 weeks. A vote on the camera policy, that could come tomorrow. You have an iPhone? Have you upgraded to the iOS 9? You might be running way over your data allowance. Ted Houston has the story.
The issue is a feature on the new operating system called Wi-Fi Assist, which makes an effort to keep all your apps, such as email, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, running wherever you are, even when it loses the Wi-Fi signal.
What happens is that it will automatically switch over to your cell plan, which can consume all your data.
Digital expert Kim Commando says you can turn it off, but you have to go deep into the settings menu. And that isn't the only issue some people have with iOS 9.
Since I've upgraded to iOS 9, mail seems to crash, the phone seems to reboot at random. And so hopefully we'll be hearing from Apple shortly with an update.
But she says iOS 9 is still better and more secure than previous versions. I'm Ted Houston.
And Governor Scott Walker trying to convince General Electric to keep its engine plant open in Waukesha and not move 350 jobs to Canada. He's pledging to work with city and county officials in their attempts to persuade the company to reverse course. GE blaming Congress for not reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank to finance the sale of American industrial equipment to foreign buyers. October 5th, that's the deadline for the city of Racine to respond to motions made by several former minority bar owners against a summary judgment request in their lawsuit claiming racial discrimination. Federal judge's decision to follow on whether to continue the case for a scheduled November 16th trial or dismiss it altogether. The plaintiffs had earlier accepted dismissal of racketeering allegations. That prompted the city's motion to essentially dismiss the case at that point for lack of evidence. That continues to be disputed by the former bar owners, who maintain there is still plenty of evidence to show that they were treated differently in licensing and discipline than white owners. When it comes to building two new elementary schools and expanding another, there have been a few problems for Racine Unified and its general contractor trying to meet previously established goals for hiring local and minority contractors. Board of Education meeting this week at Barb Riley with Riley Construction, explaining the four-step outreach and recruitment process, indicating the biggest obstacles to the 10% minority contractor provision have been other regional projects that are also competing, plus some opposition from the unions. Riley noted that minority contractors sometimes don't initially qualify for the work, but they can make changes to reach the criteria. Another component for this project criteria, student engagement, a possible career path. Riley says that may be starting up fairly soon.
We'll spend a day in the classroom or a session in the classroom, and then we'll bring them out to the field. We may have to bring him into our office where we have sophisticated technology in order to demonstrate some of this and some of the technology we can actually bring to the classroom.
Board member Mike Frontier, a little surprised by the lack of minority representation on the projects to this point. Riley noted a lack of general interest in trade work by minority students these days.
It's tragic to see all those zeros under, you know, minority labor hours. And should not that be a factor if a company comes forward, we don't have any? Well, what the? This is unconscionable. No wonder we're 2,000 jobs behind west of the I.
We have a bigger problem. The students graduating from the high schools don't want to go into the trades. So not only do minorities not want to work in the trades, neither do the kids. So I don't know who's going to build buildings.
Board President Melvin Hargrove encouraged more efforts at finding minority contractors and laborers, noting it is an issue not lost on the community which approved the referendum. The design to the new Milwaukee Bucks arena, well, that could be unveiled before the end of November, says team president Peter Fagan, says they're on target to do that this fall and to start construction the first few months of next year. He made his comments to the Rotary Club of Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Press Club. One local organization expressing some interest in leasing the shuttered Mount Pleasant Fire Station on Sheridan Road in the Lake Park area. John Shelby, chief executive officer for Council 697 of the Knights of Columbus of Racine, telling the Village Board at this week's meeting they've been looking for a viable site for over a year, think that the fire station has possibilities, and they are proposing a lease agreement.
We would be willing to take care of all of the insurance, the repairs, the utilities, and the maintenance of the area outside there and the residential area, and leave the storage area to the use of Mount Pleasant, which I understand you have to have for additional ambulance and an antique fire truck at the present time.
Village Administrator Kurt Wallen said the Knights of Columbus, first organization to express an interest in the building, it's been sent that request to a committee. On Capitol Hill, both chambers of Congress working on a short-term spending bill today to try to avoid a government shutdown.
This morning, the Senate plans to pass a spending bill to keep the U.S. government running, leaving hours to spare for the House to vote on it before a potential government shutdown. Existing funding for the government expires at the end of the day. The short-term spending bill, H.R. 719, would fund the government through December 11th and also fund Planned Parenthood. I'm Joe Gomez.
Richest man in Wisconsin is Menards Chief Executive John Menard. According to Forbes 400 rankings, he's the 49th richest person in America, up 10 spots from the list last year, a reported net worth of $9.2 billion. So he probably will not be playing Powerball tonight, even though there's a pretty big jackpot there, about $301 million, largest jackpot since back in February. WRJN.com is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast in podcast form. Go to the local news section and get our news updates at WRJN News on Twitter. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.